delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah. What's good? My man Drinks on Russ in the building. You're welcome to Drinks on Russ today, man. My man Russ Haywood in the building. He's running a little late. But I'm going to hold it down for y'all today, let y'all know that Russ has definitely got his thing going on today. He's going to have a lot of drinks, man. So we're going to get into the first set of the music, then we're going to come back with Russ. He should be in the building. He's on the elevator, running up the elevator right now. So we're going to do it right now like this, y'all.
Take your shots in here. You want one?
What's up, everybody? What's going on, Radio World? How y'all doing? This is Drinks on Russ, and I'm y'all host, Russ Haywood. Y'all listening to Beef Stew Radio. I'm in the house. I'm just a little bit late, but I'm going to get it together, I promise you. And today's show, y'all, we're going to have somebody, the senior writer from a magazine. The magazine is Rhymes and Dimes, where entertainment meets sex. He's going to be calling in today. And we just going to have fun. We're going to have the drinks. I'm going to have a top 10 to make a woman feel special, and we're going to have fun. Big Stu, just give me the music, and I'll come back.
All right, no, take your coat off, man. You know, I
don't worry about
down,
it. I'm going to take it off.
Man.
Come on, let's go.
Relax.
Let's
all right,
go. We're going
to play this music till you're ready to finish doing your thing. We'll be right back. Drinks on the side. You done set your whole thing up, man. You in the building.
Yes, yes. This is Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood. You're listening to BStuRadio.com. And what's going on, Stu, man? How's everything with you, man? I'm up in that green room looking at that NBA game, that All-Star game.
Yeah, man. Looking there. Yeah,
Kobe
we watching
just now
that.
Broke the record and everything.
Yeah, the score is 146 to 142 to West. You know, you got your boy at the line. You got your boy at the line, get ready to shoot. You know what I mean? We in the building, man. I mean,
yeah, Kevin Garnett got 36 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. LeBron James doing it up for the East. Because I got the East. That's who I got. I got the East. With
well, they're trying to make
points.
A comeback, you know. They were down.
Yeah,
now they're down by 3.
Points. I hope the East win, man. I hope the East win, man. But what's going on, Stu, man?
Well, one thing I want to say, Russ, man, is that the dunk contest was trash and boring.
I think the dunk contest, it was kind of corny. I think that other game before that, the one that Kevin Hart won the trophy on, I think that was a much better game than the dunk contest. And then he had the nerve to have Kevin Hart standing there to jump over him. I'm
taller
than
Kevin Hart. The celebrity game.
Yeah.
But didn't Kevin Hart get ejected out the game?
If you saw him, he was acting crazy.
Yeah. You know, he promoted that new movie, Think Like a Man. So he was, he's a smart guy. You know, he went all out from the All-Star. He took the All-Star weekend as a chance to, you know, to promote his thing, man. He made it big. He got even got a commercial with Charles Barkley and Shaq and them, you know what I'm saying? So he in the building, you know.
Yes, he definitely do. And I got a top 10. I have two top 10s coming up tonight that I'm going to be doing. I'm doing one top 10, top 10s to make a woman feel special. I'm going to be doing that tonight.
Wow.
And the second top 10 is from Think Like a Man, that Steve Harvey is about to come out with a movie like March 9th. I'm going to do a top 10 about that. But
Kevin Hart is, that's the movie Kevin Hart is in.
Yes, Kevin Hart is in it. Kevin Hart is in it. And I came in here today, and I saw that you left me a little present. I see that you left me a present. I asked for a bell at the very first show.
You got your cowbell, man.
Now I got my cowbell. I'm very happy for it. I must say thank you. I must say thank you now that it's in here. But it is extremely loud in here. It's extremely loud in here.
That's a real cowbell, too.
Yeah, it
is.
Look
at the color. Look at the metal on it. Look how it was formed and everything, man.
It is. I give it to you. You did your thing, and I must thank you. But on that note, I got some entertainment news. You heard it. I have some entertainment news, man. Harlem rapper Jim Jones was arrested last night after a brawl at the MGM Grand at Fox Hotel Casino in Connecticut. It took five cops and security and some mace.
Mace.
Dude, the We Fly High rapper. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? They had to mace him, and he ain't butt so big, and five cops?
Wow.
How big was these
cops? What was it that they said he did?
And okay. A fight broke out in the casino that
him
Sean.
Fighting somebody?
Yes. Yes, he was fighting somebody. He got into a fight with somebody. It was at the casino. Sean Combs,
Puffy.
He hosted the event. A man came up to Jim Jones and started talking reckless to him and spitting on him as he's talking to him.
Wow.
Jim Jones tried to ignore the drunken loudmouth until he was spit on and hit in the face and swung on and everything. Then
he spit and he swung on Jim Jones?
He swung on Jim Jones.
Wow.
But you know how it is when people is drunk, they talking to you, spitting all in your face and everything like that. Now, he probably ain't literally just, you know, spit on him.
Yeah,
but,
he was
face-to-face confrontation.
Talking loud and spitting when he was talking.
Yes, and he spit on him. Jim Jones fought back. Him and his friends jumped in, and Jim Jones was arrested. He was released on bail. Ain't that something, man?
That's messed up, though, man. I mean, it's enough evidence to see that he tried to walk away. So what happened to the guy? He got arrested, too? Or?
They don't even say. And I got this report off of TMZ, and they don't even say what happened to the guy. But Jim Jones got arrested.
And
he probably beat the guy up, him, because you know he's rolling with a whole posse.
You know he done
beat the guy up. You know they done beat the guy up.
Well,
man.
We definitely going to have a link to that footage on Beef Stew Radio fan page on Facebook. Make sure y'all go click that and like that. Like the Drinks on Russ page. Both go to our fan pages that we got.
I got a new
Nicole fan page.
On Russ.
You know, make sure you go over there. P-Media fan page. Make sure you go over there and, you know, you check everything out. That's what we're doing. But, yeah, we will on Beef Stew Radio have the link, the direct link to that video. You know what I'm saying? So we'll have the footage of that. For those of y'all who ain't see it, we actually got the footage via Bossip. Bossip, you know, Bossip magazine. You know, that's a magazine. Big shout out to my peoples at Bossip. They're a magazine that's an online magazine that deals with a lot of stories and stuff like that that happens in hip hop and you know, and all through the music and entertainment business. And they hooked us up with the footage, man. So make sure you go to Beef Stew Radio. Make sure they go to Beef Stew Radio, Russ. Make you see that footage of that whole event. I haven't seen it myself, but I know we have it.
Speaking of magazines, later on, about in another 40 minutes, 45 minutes, we're expecting a call from a senior writer of Rhymes and Dimes magazine. His name is Shannon Holmes.
It's That's a magazine tough. Where entertainment meets sex. So
wow.
if you want to talk to us about this magazine, because I'm looking at the cover of the magazine now, and I see Joel Santana on the cover of
yep.
the magazine. It's really a double-covered magazine.
All right.
It's really a double-covered magazine, but Joel Santana is on one side of it. And let's stay with entertainment news, Stu. You want some more news? Let's do some more news.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some more, man.
Okay. On the other hand, Hip Hop Mobile is facing federal murdering for hiring charges, which could lead to the death penalty for ordering the murder of associate of rapper 50 Cent, disclosed Friday.
So they killed one of 50 Cent homeboys.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Yes, they had to do something to him. James Jimmy Hinchman.
Wow.
Wow.
Remember James Jimmy Hinchman?
I don't remember. You
we went to Jimmy Hinchman. We interviewed Jimmy Hinchman back when he had Roshonda. He had his whole crew out. The Hinchman brothers. Jimmy Hinchman's been around. He's also been a representative talking on a couple of DVDs. They actually had him on a DVD talking about the original 50 Cent because he was locked up with the original 50 Cent, and they were back at Rikers Island. You know, Jimmy Hinchman's been in the hood. His name been ringing the streets, the hood. You know, for a little while
and,
now.
And
his brother.
You did tell me something about. When I said it to you, you said, yo, we was at an interview, and I was like, I don't remember the interview.
Yeah, with Roshonda and somebody else, and he had a whole crew. He was bringing out the Hinchmen, actually. That was the name of the group, the Hinchmen, and he had a few people, a few artists, and they had the bulletproof vest joints, man. I remember that. They gave us the shirts that was like, it was a T-shirt with a bulletproof vest connected into that. I'm not going to front, man. They had some good promotion. He looked out, you know, had a nice little cafe, you know, nice little catered meal and all that. I remember that, you know.
Yeah, and this case is extending from a 2009 murder plot that they had killed somebody. And he's in Brooklyn Federal Court on drug trafficking charges. He faced the death penalty in a rap in Manhattan. An assistant U.S. attorney said Friday in Brooklyn Court. The prosecutor did not reveal details of the murder case, but sources said it was the 2009 rub-out of Mac.
Oh.
So it's somebody in 50 Cent camp that he was involved with, and all of
and
them got
you know,
in
I,
trouble.
I don't know, but for some reason I thought 50 Cent, well, I know the original 50 Cent and Jimmy Hinchman was people's, but I thought 50 Cent was cool with Jimmy Hinchman. I mean, maybe it's not them, maybe it's not true, but I don't know. You know, but that's why. I remember Jimmy Hinchman, you know. They've been part of a lot of things in hip hop, you know. They got a track record and some music, man. Some good music in hip hop. There ain't no lying about that. You know, and it's just like anything, you know, a lot of crews. You know, it's like any crew, Bebo. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than Mob Style. It's no different than NWA. You know, brothers come from the street, so, you know, they come from the street to the
That's
music.
Right.
Game. Sometimes
That's
it
right.
follows you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, it is. It is what it is. And y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on B-Stew Radio. Y'all could give me a call. The number is 1914-338-1685. Let me repeat it. It's 1914-338-1685. And that's the number right there. And, Stu, I wanted to go into some music, and then right after the music, I could come back with the top five to make a woman feel special.
All right, we can do that.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I got some other Q-tip news.
You should make a woman feel special.
Yes.
There's only five things to make a woman
no,
feel special?
No, it's 10 things.
Oh, but you're
going to
come
10,
out with the...
But you know,
come from number 10 down to number 9, then. That's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Either we can come from number 1 to number 5.
Nah. Take them from 10 down.
Take them from 10 down? Okay,
yeah, don't
cool.
let them,
we'll
don't let them see the number 1 first.
Okay, no problem. I also got Black History.
Okay.
We're going to be doing E. Frederick Morrow today. And
okay.
I think we should do some Betty Sabash today because out of all of, you know, this month it was Black History Month. And
mm-hmm.
every time that I came on this whole entire month, even though I came on 3 times a week, some
mm-hmm.
days I was on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, then
mm-hmm.
I was on Thursdays, And speaking of Thursdays, I'm put back on that Thursday show this Thursday, the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming on that show with you, right, Big Stu?
Yeah.
Thursday, the Underground show. I would be in the house Thursday, and you've got a couple of interviews.
Yeah, we do.
That we're supposed to be doing Thursday on the 1st, right?
Yes, we do. That's what's up.
Okay, cool. And Black History, I'm going to do a little bit about Betty Sabash, because out of everybody, you know, for Black History Month, I did Jesse Owens, I did Martin Luther King, I did George Washington, George Carver Washington. Who else I did? I did Bob Marley, I did Tupac, I did Notorious Big, I did Malcolm X. Who I did last week? The tennis lady, Miss Gibson. Lady Miss Gibson. I did her. I did Josephine Baker. So I feel that Betty Sabash would be a good one to do to close it for tonight for Black History. How you feel about that, Stu?
I mean, yeah, I'm rolling with you, man. I'm 100% with you, however you want to do
Okay, cool. So what we should do, we should go into these songs, and then we could come back with your top 10, and then I give them a little bit more news, and we're just going to have some fun. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood on Beef Stu Radio. Feel free to call in about anything of these topics that we're talking about today. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Let me repeat it, 1-914-338-1685.
Why don't we do it like this, Russ? Why don't you let them go toll-free for a little while, man?
Well, the toll-free number is 1-877-288-6883. The toll-free number is 1-877-288-6883. And we're going to go into some music, and we're going to come back with the top 5 to make a woman feel special. You ready for this?
everything to say. Don't worry, I got it. And everything she got, best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it. Girl, you're everything I need. Said you're everything I need.
Our season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now.
Money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, clothes that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling, sixes, money falling, bitches, honeys that swollen, the richest, knives get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer, prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters, commentators, ringside fly, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive, most of the best is in the S's, for this rap shit that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams, want me off the scene fast, but good things last, like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast, first rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the project, but you still wanna hate, be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, motherfucker, I got millions of thumbs on salary, do it now.
You wanna hate me, then hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever nigga. Nothing to play with. Hate on me. I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me. When you on top, there's envy. Took my niggas out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad. Should I step on my shoes? Give them to you. Here's my car to my house. You can live in that too. Criticize when I float for the street. Hate my dress code. Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, ho? Nickname Esco. Took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole U.S. know. Try to make it like you the realest. But who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that. Cause niggas feel us, right?
You think I'ma come this far and let you niggas stop me now? I ain't too fast.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Man.
Can't stop. Cause I can't stop now.
Do it
now. You can hate me now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop.
The way this feels.
Let's go. It's a thin line between paper and hate. Friends and snakes. 9 millis and 38. Hell or the pearly gates. I was destined to come, predicted, blame God, he blew breath in my lungs, second to none, wicked turn wives to widows, shoot through satin pillows, the desolate one, took a little time to claim my spot, chairman of the board until this game stopped, and I signed with the Lord, ride for the cause while driving niggas shot at my doors, plotting I'm sure to catch me with their glass to my jaws, tried sticking me up, but I flipped on these ducks, instead of me, ambulances were picking them up, niggas fear what they don't understand, hate what they can't conquer, guess it's just a fear of man, became a monster, on top of the world, never falling. I'm as real as they come. From day one, forever balling. Come on.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? What's going on? What's going on? Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Haywood on BeefStewRadio.com. What's going on, Stu? I hear that I have a call on the line that
yes,
want to talk about Black history and everything. Put the caller through. Hello?
Right. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
How you doing, sir? How's everything, sir? What's your name?
My name is Steve Abel. I'm the Harlem Renaissance Man.
Harlem Renaissance Man?
Right, right.
You
that's
from
me.
Harlem? To be saying
from
that?
From Harlem.
From Harlem, okay.
Between 7th and 8th.
You from where?
140th between 7th and 8th.
Okay, that's Harlem all the way. What's going on, Stephen? How you doing today, man? I heard that you calling and you want to compliment and say something about Black history. Talk, my brother.
Well, there was a program out that was in the 60s called Tina Mania Dance Show.
Yes.
Anybody ever heard of it?
No, I wasn't born in the 60s, but go on.
Well, anyway, it was like Soul Train before Soul Train was in existence. And people were saying that Soul Train was the first and only Black show that we had as far as dance show was concerned.
Yes.
But Tina Mania was a Black dance show for Black kids, teenagers and stuff, during the civil rights movement when the Black kids couldn't go to the schools with the white kids and the whites couldn't go to the Black schools. So the white kids had Dick Clark with American Bandstand and the Black kids had Tino Mania.
Tino Mania?
It was based on the same principles as Soul Train with the little, something like a scramble board. And then they would talk about what they were doing in school, and then they would dance. They was dancing to the music of Motown and all the Black music and everything like that. And was Black teenagers. They was doing the swing dance and all that other stuff. And little people, if there's a on YouTube, if you look up Tino Mania Dance Show, it'll bring in a documentary or some information about Tino Mania Dance Show. And when Don Cornelius passed, I was hearing everybody talking about Soul Train, but Don Cornelius could have very well been one of the teenagers that used to be on Tino Mania. And one of the reasons they stopped it was because of integration. And, he was able to go on to the white show, Dick Clark show, and the performers could perform there and everything like that. But they fizzled out Tino Mania. But I'm thinking like Don Cornelius probably said, well, he wanted to do something with the Soul Train thing. And that's where he probably got his basic idea for Soul Train from Tino Mania. But very few people know about it. But it's on YouTube. You look it up and play it out and, put it on the pod and let people check it out.
Repeat it again, Stu, because I don't think he heard you.
No, I wanted to know how was it spelled because,
Tina, T-I-N-A, M-A-N-A-I-N-A.
Tina
Mania.
Right. Tina Mania.
Wow, that's some deep, man. That's deep right
there.
Yeah,
you just dropped a jewel on us, Mr. Steven. What's your last name again? Abu, say your last name again.
Abel.
Abel, okay. Okay, you did drop a jewel, Mr. Abel. I'm very thankful for that.
Now, when you spell it, it's either T-I-N-A or T-E-E-N-A.
Okay.
For teenagers, like teens.
Yeah.
Could be that way, but you'll get it on YouTube, and there's a documentary out. This lady made it; it's just an award-winning documentary and everything. And they talk about the fact that Soul Train was like one of the, it was one of the giants that Soul Train stood on, and Soul Train became a giant.
Okay. That's a jewel that you did drop on us. I never knew that.
Right. When I checked it out, I never knew it. I was like, what's this, And I said, this is something that we need to, dig back on, especially during Black History Month, because these youth were, like, from the 60s, like my older brother's era, and they used to go to, like, house parties and different things like that, doing. It was hard times back then, but this show gave a chance where, Black kids can come out and get their little things going on the dance floor. And, you know, it shows pictures of them dancing and everything and black music and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure everybody would enjoy checking it out and kind of like bringing it to the forefront.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Avery. I definitely appreciate that.
You're welcome very much. And
thank
continue
you,
what
man.
You're doing. You guys are doing a great job. And I wish you continue and have much success and bring your message to the world because they need to hear it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And I'll sit back and listen to the rest of the show. If I have another question and want to call back in, I'll call in.
Feel free to. Okay, have a good one now. Good night.
Take care.
Okay, Stu, what's going
on,
Russ, man?
That's deep, man.
That was deep.
I just gotta talk to you, but I'm trying to get up on the laptop right now, man, and I might just pull that up if I can. You know, I'm trying to, you know, because that is deep right there. You know,
yes, that
was
is.
Some
that
real,
is very deep.
You know, that was something that really impressed me. I, you know, we always talk about, like the brother said, we here at Beef Stu Radio, we've been talking about Don Kinnear a lot ourselves, and you know. Just to know that he had a platform and he could have been a Soul Train dancer. I mean, not a Soul Train dancer, but a Tina Mania dancer.
Yes, you're right. You're 100% right. So on that note, I'm going to change it around. I'm going to go with my black history. And the person that I'm firstly going with is Frederick Morrow.
Frederick Morrow
was born, yes, Frederick Morrow, okay? Frederick Morrow was born in 1906. He lived on 252 Berry Street until June 20th, 1956. He graduated, he was born 1906. Okay? Did I say that, Stu?
Mm-hmm.
He lived on 252 Berry Street until June 20th, 1956. He graduated high school in 1925. He was on the board team for 3 years. He was a captain. He graduated from law school. During the 1930s, he was employed by the National Urban League and the NAACP. He joined the Army in 1942. He was a private within a month. He was promoted to sergeant a year later. He graduated from office candidate school. He served 5 years in the Army. He became vice president of the African American Institute in New York until 1964.
Wow.
Mr. Morrow also, because I have two articles here, Stu. I have one article that's here that's the original article from 1994 when Mr. Morrow passed away. Here it goes. Mr. Morrow was the first black to reach an executive position at the White House, and the first black vice president at the Bank of America, then the world's largest private bank. All right? He also was a retired banker, an author, he also was an assistant to President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. Yeah.
And the man also lived here in New York. He was 88 years old when he passed away. He passed away here in New York, in Manhattan, at Mount Sinai Hospital. He was 88 years old. He also became World War II. He was a field secretary of the National Association of Advancement of Colored People. He joined the United States Armory Infantry as a private. I already have said that. At the war, he was a public affairs writer for the Columbia Broadcast System in 1952. He broadcast General Eisenhower was president campaign. He broadcast it. And that's my first person that I'm doing for black history.
That's what's up, man.
That's what's up, dog. That's what's up, dog. Word up, B. That's what's up. Black people was around for so long, and we helped so many people do so many things. Like, is this off the charts of what we done did and record numbers and everything? I mean, like, from basketball, football,
boxing. I mean, everything, all sports, we done dominated. We done dominated, helped people become presidents. Now we are presidents, you know, colored people are presidents now. And it's just a good thing, Stu, man. I mean, it's just a very good thing, Stu. What's going on with you, Stu? How you doing, man?
I'm still doing great, man.
You doing okay?
I mean, this show is like you having a lot of information, this show, man. I mean, you know, even though you say drinks on Russ, but, you know, matter of
yes.
fact, you didn't tell me what drink you're going to be making today.
Well, I definitely didn't, Stu. I definitely didn't, and I apologize about that, Stu. Well, today's drink that I'm going to be doing, because, you know, it's the awards. How you say that word? Oscars?
Oscars.
That's how you say that, Stu?
The Oscars.
You know, I'm just messing with you. But you know it's Oscar Award night. You know it's also NBA All-Star Game night. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So what I did, Stu, far as my drinks and everything, I made up three drinks. These three drinks that I done made up, all three drinks, I mean, like, far as bottle-wise and putting the drinks together, the drinks will serve at least 20 to 30 people, maybe more. It all costs under $50, Stu. Mm-hmm. All three of my drink recipes is under $50 because I went with one or two certain type of liquor. And by going with one or two certain type of liquor, like, for instance, I went with Smirnoff. You understand what I'm saying? I went with Smirnoff. Smirnoff have 18 different types of flavors. And Smirnoff vodka is liquor that you can buy that costs like $15 to $17. And by making these drinks, you can have it for at least 20 to 30 people. I also, Stu, you know, like, what's this girl name that was messing with Kanye West? Amber Rose?
Amber Rose, yeah.
You see Amber Rose in all this Smirnoff vodka commercials, right? I know you have seen the commercials.
Yeah, I do.
You see her with the whipped cream and everything like that. Two of the drinks that I'm doing tonight, one is called a sugar and spice, and the second one is called a blue breeze. Both of those drinks is best served with Smirnoff whipped cream flavored vodka. You understand what I'm saying? I'm giving you two drinks, two different drinks with one type of liquor. You understand what I'm doing, Stu? Because this is NBA night, this is Oscars night, and you know people going to be entertaining people. I'm showing you a way how you can entertain people for less than $50, at least 20 to 30 people.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
and
true.
My first drink for the night going to be a sugar and spice. That's right, sugar and spice. And it's
sweet
a dark,
and spicy at the same time?
That's right, because the reason why it's sugar and spice, this drink requires coffee. This drink requires coffee. You understand what I'm saying? And it's made with Smirnoff whipped cream vodka. You feel me, Stu?
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
So let me give you the first recipe up, and then we could get back to some music. Mm-hmm. And y'all listening
then
to Drinks
to
on
your
Russ.
Top 10 things.
Yeah. I go to my top 10 things. It's just that when my brother had called in with Black History, I had to accept the call to let my brother call in for Black History. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, that may have switched around a little bit of things because I wasn't going to do Black History till later on in the show. But being that my brother called in about Black History, I did a little bit of Black History, and now I have to switch the show around a little bit, okay?
That's right,
and
bro.
Right after that, I'll come up with my top 10 to make a woman feel special. But first, let me get this sugar and spice. This sugar and spice drink is best served with Smirnoff whipped cream flavored vodka. Here we go. 4 ounces of Smirnoff whipped cream flavored vodka.
Mm-hmm.
24 ounces of coffee. You can go in your house and put a pot of water on and make your coffee the way you make your coffee, but do not serve the coffee hot. This is served cold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
24 ounces of coffee. 4 sugar cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And a mud sugar cube with Smirnoff whipped cream flavored vodka. And add coffee into a coffee mug.
Mm.
Garnish it with a little bit of cinnamon. And that's my first drink for the night, which is sugar and spice, and is best served with Smirnoff whipped cream. From Drinks on Russ to Bistro Radio, drink responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No doubt.
Drink responsibly. Okay, y'all? If y'all want to talk to me, feel free to call in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. I even have a toll-free number for y'all, 1-877-288-6883. Let me repeat that because I stuttered a little bit, Stu. You just didn't catch it.
It's 1-877-288-6883.
Yeah. But my second drink, the Blue Breeze, is the one that me and you going to drink tonight. That's
right.
The one that me and you going to drink tonight. But let me get back to this number because I want everybody to feel free to call Drinks on Russ. We're on Bistro Radio and heck of the number, 1-877-288-6883. Big Stu, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm sitting here, man, just chilling, man, looking at your drink and just vibing, man. I'm feeling good. Kevin Durant, man, I think won the MVP, man.
Who won the MVP?
I think that's what they came down from the green room and told us, that Kevin Durant won the MVP. I don't know if I'm right. I heard somebody in the background scream that out.
That Kevin Durant won MVP?
Yeah,
wow,
but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, though. I don't know if they said that.
Okay, and I can't run out there right now. But I got something for you. Listen.
I'm just asking. Now all you need is the cow to go with it.
That's all I need is the cow to go with it, man. So, Stu, man, what's up, man? You want to get back into some more entertainment news, man?
Yeah, man, let's do that.
We can get into some entertainment news, man, because, you know, I reported on this guy last week.
Well, let's
go
to the top five, man. I'm really waiting to hear your top five.
We could go to the top. Well, it's top 10, not top 5.
Yeah, 10, but let's come from number
top
10 down 10 to number 5.
To make a woman feel special. Number 10, show interest in the relationship and the things she value. Want me to repeat it?
The things she value?
That's right. Show interest in the relationship and the things that she value. So in other words, if she have them small shoes and she paid $500 for those small shoes, don't throw them shoes away. And show some type of interest in the relationship. Like, instead of taking it to the Chinese store, take it to Pop Burgers this time. Pop Burgers is a nice place now.
Yeah,
don't sleep
nice
on
place.
Pop Burgers. Pop Burgers
got
is a
some
nice,
nice
place.
Chinese places too you could go to, you know.
Get those.
And when you do go to the Chinese place, go to the Chinese place that it's like you could get the big plate. We could share the plates. You know, you've been in those Chinese places. And then it's romantic because y'all sharing the plate. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
You order a couple of three different things and, you know, have a nice little gourmet dinner set up. And put a candle there and it'll be all right.
Okay, you ready for me? Heaven number 9. Mm-hmm. Let go of the small stuff.
What's considered small stuff now?
Let go of the small stuff. You know, the ex-boyfriends. Those are small.
Yeah.
She's with you now. She's with you now. Let go of the small stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Her speaking to her friends that she went to school with, that's small. Let it go.
Now, let me ask you, what about if the ex-boyfriend is calling your house? Do you let it go?
Let go of the small stuff.
Let it go.
He's calling the house. He's calling the house. You in the house, laying up in the bed. Let it go, Stu. Let it go. That's right. Let it go, Stu. Let it go. All right, heckle number 8. Do something you think she want by she acts. I didn't understand that one. Do something you think she wants by she acts.
Do tell you think she went by she accent.
That's
so
right. Before.
Oh, so do it before she started accent.
That's right.
Think she went. Like if she tell, well, I can see that one. Like, you know, she told you she wants something, or she gave you or, you know, y'all could be walking to the store or something, and she, oh, I like this dress, or I like that ring, or I like that. I can see you buying it for her before she, you know, I can see that. That
you
one
know,
is all right.
Which is true, because, you know, like, what I was thinking, Stu, you know, like me, I get paid sometimes, and I sneak off to the left and go buy me a pair of sneakers and don't buy her and leave a box in the store and come up in the house with the fresh sneakers. So, in other words, now I got to buy her a pair of sneakers, too. Got to get her a pair of 5411s, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, you ready? That was number 8.
All right.
Number 7, speak respectful.
Speak respectful.
Speak respectful.
I can see that.
Speak respectful to her. Speak respectful to her. You understand what I'm saying? Like, show some respect when you talk to her. Put your hands, clamp your hands behind your back. Speak respectful to her. You know, like, when you walk into the car door, open up the car door. You understand what I'm saying?
You do that.
I used to do that. I used to do that for like the first 3 times we went out. After that, I jump in the car and be like, "You better get in. You better get in. It's cold out there. You better get in if you know what I know." Okay, you ready, Stu?
But I don't picture you opening the door, right?
Oh man.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
you don't picture me
picture
doing
you
that.
I'm going in, slamming the door, in there, man. You know what I'm saying? At the gym.
Just jumping in the car. Start bending down, looking through the window like, "What's wrong with you? Why you ain't getting in this car?
I can't get it in yet."
Okay, you got that one. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Number 6. Mm-hmm. Number 6. Make her feel comfortable. Comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, and what that mean, like, what? Have her feet down or... put a pillow or take her to see your mother. That could mean a million
things. No. It means after you come back from dinner with her and all your boys is in your house and she the only female, kick them out.
Oh. Yeah.
Kick them out.
But that's, after you come back from dinner, that shouldn't even be a question to kick them out.
But you
they
know,
should
some,
even be there.
Some guys,
I
just don't know about it.
That's my question.
Yeah, you're right. Some guys I just don't know about. Some guys you just don't know about. You understand what I'm saying? You ready for the next one?
Yep.
Complete her special qualities.
I can't really say too much about it.
That one there, I really can't say too much about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really don't know what to say about it. Do you?
Honestly, nope. I ain't gonna lie to you, Jack. That one flew over me, son.
Yeah, that one, completement of her special quality. What is her special qualities?
Well, something that she do special, Russell.
Something that she do special.
That's her special quality. Would that be her special quality? Something that she do special?
Can you give her a rose sometimes, once in a while? Make up for experience, something like that? And that was number five, Stu.
Yo, Russ, you a crazy guy, man.
But it's okay, man. It's okay, man. That was number 5, okay?
All right.
I done did number 10 through 5, okay? Now, right. Heckle number 4. Heckle number right. 4. Take her out to eat. No problem. I got a $7.99 Chinese joint right around the corner by the pound, B. That's no problem. I got McDonald's down the block.
I think they talk about a romantic dinner, though, Russ.
A romantic dinner?
We can't go to McDonald's and get some 99-cent cheeseburgers? All right, man.
You know,
all right,
what's romantic about McDonald's?
Nothing.
You got now. Let me tell you. No, hold up. I'm gonna tell you why you can't take it to McDonald's. Can I tell you before we go on?
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, you got the old bum on the other side of y'all digging in his nose at McDonald's. You know, because McDonald's don't. They must don't got a no bum rule, or they must got a connection with the Chinese video salesman. You know what I'm saying? Because every McDonald's in Harlem got a Chinese video salesman set up in the back. Selling DVDs,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, plus, there's always two or three bums located in McDonald's just chilling. And all they got is a cup of coffee in front of them.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're definitely right. So you definitely have to take her to somewhere else. Like, you know, they have some nice Jackson Hole's. That is nice. That one over there on Amsterdam Avenue is a pretty nice one. That one on 2nd Avenue is pretty nice. This one here up on here, up here in the Bronx, and the other ones, I'm really not feeling those. I'm really not feeling those. But you want number three?
Yeah, you might as well.
You ready for number three? And I ain't playing my cowbell at all, man. It's kind of loud, man. But heckle number three, Send Flowers.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Send Flowers, you know, that's, you know, we just got through going through a Valentine's Day thing. You understand what I'm saying? We just got through going through a Valentine's thing, and sending flowers is no problem. Sending flowers is no problem. I sent the lady flowers the other day. I sent Miss Burroughs some flowers for sending us videos. She hooked us up with videos, you know, so I sent her some flowers, and I thought that was a nice suggestion by me. Okay, so you don't have nothing about the sending flowers.
Everybody sends flowers, but, you know, I guess that's what it is. You know, sending flowers is, everybody do that.
Yeah, everybody do that.
Doing.
Yeah, everybody do
you
that.
Know?
Okay, you ready for number two? I'm at the number two, the top 10 to make a woman feel special, and I'm at number two. I said I love you. Say I love you.
Well, you bugging now, boy.
Say I love you. Come
you
on, Stu.
Now.
Say it. I
you
love you.
You go tell her that. I dare you.
When I looked at this list, there were some things that I just wasn't agreeing with. And one of the things was, you know, you got to wake up in the morning with the doo-doo breath. You got to kiss her. Oh, I love you. Got to get dressed. Get ready for work. As soon as you get ready to walk out the door, oh, bye, honey. I love you. You understand what I'm saying? Go to work. She call you all day at work. Okay, honey. Okay, honey. Bye. Bye. I love you. Bye. Hang up. Come back home. That's after you went to the supermarket and got all the groceries and everything for her. You come back in. Okay, honey. Cook this for me because I love you.
You crazy, man.
But come on, man. You got to say it, man. You got to say it sometimes to your girlfriend. Say, I love you.
I believe that.
I believe it too, man.
I don't believe
you know,
that.
A lot of guys like the front and be talking about, yeah, I don't say that to my girl. I ain't telling my girl I don't love her. Stop fronting. Stop fronting. All you guys out there, y'all definitely be telling y'all girls, I love you. You understand what I'm saying? And ladies, if y'all feel that this is correct, it's not correct, y'all got something to say about it, feel free to say about it. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on Beef Stew Radio, and I'm your host, Russ Haywood. I also have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-288-6883. All right? On through.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for number one?
Yes, what's number one,
Russell? Number one? You ready for
number
one?
What's number one?
Treat her like a queen.
Why would I know that's number one?
Treat her like a queen. That's right. Treat her like a queen, B. You know,
when there's a puddle of water outside, take your jacket off, put it in a puddle of water,
uh-huh,
let her get across. B, treat her like a queen.
My
B.
Pele on the ground.
Come on, that Pele don't even cost that much, man.
All right, you gonna put my chinchilla on the ground. What if I got my chinchilla on?
Treat her like a queen, man. That don't own that. You don't have to just with your coat. What about cooking? How your cooking skills is? Is your cooking for your lady?
Cooking toast and you know and turkey burgers and stuff like that. I make a mean gourmet turkey burger, and I can make the little eyes on it with the mustard and the mouth and all that. I can make it look real nice.
Okay, I hear you, because I'm not going to front, Stu. I woke up this morning and made French toast and sausages for her. But on another note, it was really for my daughter.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Are you pregnant?
Am I pregnant? No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You wake up in the morning, but I don't know, you in the doghouse or something?
No, I'm not in the doghouse, B. I'm in the outhouse right now, B. I'm in the outhouse,
you just
but felt
like cooking
okay
this morning, huh?
Yeah.
You know brothers don't cook breakfast in the bed in the morning unless it's a purpose.
But it was Sunday. It was Sunday, and I like to wake up.
And you need to admit that you hung out late on Saturday.
I didn't hang out late. I didn't. Yo, since this baby came along, man, I've been in the house doing what I had to do and everything like that. And you even know, after the show is over, sometimes I go out with y'all. Sometimes I don't. I be talking about, yo, I got to go home because, you know, it's a newborn and she need help. Now, when it comes like 1-2 years old and she start walking, then mm-hmm. she's on her own. But on that note, that is the top 10 things to make a woman feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 things to make a woman feel special. Y'all could call in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Let me repeat it. 1-914-338-1685. Now, on that note, what's going on, Stu?
You want to get into some music?
You want to get into some music?
Yeah.
What you got for me over there? What you got for me over there?
Let me surprise you, man.
All right, cool, because if you let me go into it, I'm going to tell you, somewhere along this line, I want to hear some Trey songs. Somewhere along this line, I want to hear some Drake. Somewhere along this line, I want to hear some Wayne. Somewhere along this line, I want to hear some Rick Ross.
All right.
All right, so
I'm
going to surprise me. Okay. And y'all listening to Drinks on Russ. I'm your host, Russ Haywood. I'm on BeastooRadio.com. Feel free to call me in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. I also have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-288-6883. Big Stu, you can hit me with this music whenever you want to.
All right, bro.
Okay, thanks.
It's not a diss song, it's just a real song. Feel me? I heard motherfuckers saying they made hoes say, okay, so make another hoe. Niggas wasn't playing they day role, so we parted ways like Ben and J-Lo. Should've been did it, but I've been in the days though. I put friends over business into the day though. But when friends, business enters as they glow. Ain't nothing left to say though. I guess we forgot what we came for. Should've stayed in food and beverage. Too much flossing, too much Sam Rothstein. I ain't a bitch, but I got it to force him. Whole path to get the shallow shit up off him. And I ain't even wanted to be famous. Niggas is brainless to unnecessarily go through these changes. And I don't even know how I came to this, except that famous. The worst drug known to man is stronger than heroin. Well, you could look in the mirror like, there I am, and still not see what you become. I know I'm guilty of it too, but not like them. You lost one,
let go
one,
to get one. Lose on the wind.
You lost one. Meant to be, for she loves her work more than she does me, and honestly, at 23, I would probably love my work more than I did she, so we ain't we, it's me and her, cause
what she prefers over me is work, and that's where we defer. So I have to give her free time, even if it hurts. So breathe, mommy, it's deserved. You've been put on this earth to be all you can be, like the reserves of me. My time and it's on me, it serves. So I have to allow she her time to serve. The time's now for her, the time she'll mature. And maybe we can be we again like we were. Finally, my time's too short to share. And I ask her now, it ain't fair. So yeah, she lost one.
Let go to get one. Lose some,
oh, yeah,
to win
she
some.
Lost one. Died in the car I bought. So under the belief it's partly my fault. Close my eyes and squeeze, try to block that thought. Place any burden on me, but please not that loss. But time don't go back, it goes forward. Can't run from the pain, go toss it. Things can't be explained what caused it. Such a beautiful soul, so pure shit. Gonna see you again, I'm sure of it. To that time, little man, I'm nauseous. Your girlfriend's pregnant, the Lord's gift. Almost lost my faith that was started. It's like having your life restarted. Can't wait for your child's life to be a part of it. So now I'm childlike, waiting for a gift to return. When I lost you, I lost it.
One, let go to get one. Lose some,
Kylie,
win some.
I lost
some. Sorry, have a champion. Kylie, you're a champion. I lost one.
Money. Yeah. So. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a hairnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed seats. And today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tell her. Knock down, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I give the rest of the vowels back. I like my girl thick, not just kinda fine. Eat her till she cry, call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking posters. They say choose wisely, that's why I was chosen. Rocking like asphalt, it's the cash folk.
looked in the face of death and took its mask off. Now I like my house big and my grass soft. I like my girl face south and her ass north. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I hop up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will, she will.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
she just started to pop it for a nigga.
Yes, yes. Y'all listen to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Hayward on BeastDudeRadio.com. Feel free to call in. The number is 1-914-338-1685. What the deal, Big Stu?
Man, we in the building with you, Russ.
We in the building, we in the building, we in the building, man. But yo, check this out, man, because I got two articles on my man. I got an article that comes out of XL Magazine, and it's Nas' second chance, second come up, whatever it is. You know that my man Nas, he been hungry since 1990s. He been hungry since the 90s. He been rapping, doing his thing. You know Nas is from Queens. You know he's representing Queensborough Projects. Yeah. You know Nas done did some of the most hottest tracks with some of the most hottest rappers, from P. Diddy, Rick Ross, 50. He done did some of the most hottest tracks. You understand what I'm saying? He done did some of the most hottest tracks. But they starting to say, yo, what's going on? Is Nas lost it and everything like that? And how do you feel about it? Do you think Nas lost it, Stu?
I don't think Nas lost it, man. You know, I just think he hasn't, the music, the times change, and cats don't appreciate conscious rap no more. Cats don't appreciate lyrics no more. And I think that's the case with Nas, man. I think we got a caller, man. I think we got a caller.
We do?
Us.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, put the caller through. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, I can't hear you.
Well, they're not there. They're not there. They're shot. That's my bad.
They shot. Thought, your phone is shot. Call back. Okay, well,
but
on
like,
that
back
note.
Back to what we were talking about Nas, you know. With Nas, I don't think he's washed up. I just think, you know what happens, too, with rappers, man? Bad press helps hurt your career. You know, when they talk about, oh, you know, this rap thing, these cats are so much concerned about how much money you got, how much bling you got, how much this you got. So then when you heard about him and Khalees and child support and this and that, and he's going to court or he didn't supposedly pay, you know, people start to go, Nas ain't getting no money no more. And they just not judging the next album he put out by his lyrics. They just looking at it, he's not getting no money no more. They just looking at the image, you know, the image, man. You know what I'm saying? And but as lyrically, man, who could say that Nas is losing it? It's impossible.
Yes, you're right.
Unlike KRS lost it.
Yeah, I just think that the radio companies don't promote like how they used to promote. It's like you really, really need a street team now.
Yeah, and because you know why? Because they'll promote somebody, and I'm not trying to diss nobody with Bomb Rap Ready to Say, but they'll promote somebody like Soulja Boy real hard. And, you know, because these guys, maybe they don't be the best rappers, but they be the best trendsetters. These new generation of rap. The new generation of rap, that's what they got. They got the trend-setting thing. You know, when they come out, everybody go buy that jacket, whatever they wearing, or they can make their clothing line. You know, LL had once started to try to make a clothing line when he was in his heyday. It didn't work. a few rappers tried to make a clothing line or record labels. It didn't work. The new trendsetters, the Puffies and the Lil Waynes and you know the Rick Rosses. These are trendsetters dudes right now. That's out. They make money off them images. They make money off of their off of their whole artist. How do people perceive them as an artist?
True.
Rick Ross can come. You know, Rick Ross got you drinking rosé. Like, you know, yeah, that's what it is. Ricky Rosé.
Yeah.
Brothers is going to the club. A rapper could, I mean, these liquor store companies got to invest their money into rapper because a rapper could make your liquor sell like crazy. If a certain rapper is drinking your brand of liquor, your sales could increase drastically.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. Well, on that note right there, I have something else with Nas in it, but let me go on and read it out to you. Q-Tip will be willing to be rapping solo for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Q-Tip hit in the fall that he was finally ready to work with former MC Common on their super group, The Standard. You know, mm-hmm. him and Common got a group called The Standard. A source close to the Queens native, Queens native used that would not happen. They even skipped like a whole word right there. But I'm reading, you can see that I'm reading from somewhere, right? You can see that I'm reading from somewhere. Okay. That would not happen anytime soon. That's because the former frontman for A Tribe Called Quest is in the studio working on his own album, said the Insiders. Q-Tip and Chicago native Karma forming of The Standard in 2007, but have not yet to release any music under that name. They are also still mumbling the idea of adding another MC to the group. So do not be surprised if it's Nas. While reps for the three rappers denied to comment, we rather ran into the Illmatic legend who also finished a solo album and asked if he would be working with the duo. Definitely Nas told us. So is Nas coming out with another album right about now, Stu?
Not that I know of.
Is he might be in the studio coming out with an album?
Well, he might be in the studio working. I know he's in the studio working, but I don't have no date on a Nas release. Now, unless he's coming out with this new project you're talking about now, but I'm going to do my research on it now that you said that.
Okay, cool. Because I think Nas is in the studio coming out with another album.
All right.
I done seen two articles on him so far. I believe that Nas is in the studio working on another album.
That's what's up.
All right. And on that note, should I give out my second recipe? Because, you know, it's almost coming down to crunch time.
Yeah, man.
It's almost coming down to crunch time, okay?
I'm thirsty, so let's let it rock.
You thirsty or you want to go into some music or you want me to give you a little bit about DMX because DMX bugging out again too?
You got music?
Say what?
Give me some more about DMX real quick.
Okay. DMX hit Power 105, the Breakfast Corner this morning and was nothing short. All he talked about was Drake. DMX was asked if he liked Drake. He dissed Drake. He don't like him. He don't like his music. He don't like his hair. He don't like the look at him. He don't like nothing about Drake. When I say nothing, I mean he don't like nothing about Drake. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said, I do not like anything about Drake. I do not like his effing voice. I do not like what he's talking about. I do not like his face. I do not like the way he walks, his haircut. Do not like nothing about him.
Mm.
And then he went into some old crap about, let me shut up. Then he started talking about Rick Ross.
What did he say about Rick?
Hey, he don't like Rick neither.
He don't like Rick neither. Word up. He feels some way about Rick. You know, Rick was a correction officer and everything. So, you know, he's saying probably, yo, the stuff he's saying ain't even real, so how could he be a rapper? He disrespected, hey. He totally disrespected Jay-Z for his last album because, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of artists complain about when Jay-Z took office. You know, LL complained about that.
Method Man complained.
And they lost a lot of big artists at Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? They lost a lot of big artists. And, you know, so the rumor was Jay-Z got the promotion and, you know, cut his competition down.
And that,
you know,
that's
basically
right.
Put his whole team in office. So it could be argued either way.
Ain't that what everybody do when they get in office? They kick everybody else out the office and bring their whole team in office?
Yeah, I guess. But, I guess sometimes if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're damn sure right about that, Stu. Word up. So, on that note right there, let me go into my second drink.
All right, so let's do it.
Let me go into my second drink.
I
want to
taste it.
Okay, cool, no problem. Let me plug this blender in and everything.
You're not going to hit your cowbell? No.
Huh? Say what?
You're not going to hit your bell?
I have to plug this blender in and everything, and that's it. Let me just plug this blender in. And that's it. Okay, I got the blender plugged in, okay? I got the blender plugged in and everything. So now I can get ready for my second drink. Okay, this second drink is a Blue Breeze. Once again, my first drink was a sugar and spice, and it was best served with Smirnoff whipped cream vodka. This second drink right here is also best served with whipped cream flavored vodka. Today is NBA All-Star Game, the Oscars, and I feel that I should give y'all drink recipes that's under $50 that you can make drinks for at least 20 to 30 people under $50. The first drink that I gave y'all was a sugar and spice, and it's made with Smirnoff whipped cream flavored vodka. This second drink is made with the same thing. It's called a Blue Breeze. Here we
Blue
go.
Blue Breeze.
A
Let's
Blue
go.
Breeze. It's 4 ounces of Smirnoff whipped cream vodka.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 ounces of Blue Caraco.
Mm. All right, Blue Caraco, whatever that is.
Another syrup type of thing, I believe, that you have to mix with the drink, okay? But it calls for Blue Caraco. 2 ounces of that. 16 ounces of lemon-lime soda. Lemon-lime soda is what, Stu? Do you remember?
It's, lime in the coconut.
Yeah, right. It's 7-Up, man.
7-Up. 7-Up. I know I remember the commercial. I haven't drunk a 7-Up in a long time.
Okay. Here you go. Mix ingredients in a cocktail shaker and serve in a glass with ice. Top with lemon-lime soda. Garnish with the lemon wedge.
Mm.
That's my second drink, and that's every drink that I gave y'all. These two drinks, they are for 4 servings. They are for 4 servings. Each of the drinks that I gave y'all is for 4 servings. And from Drinks on Russ, from Beef Stew Radio, please drink responsibly. All right? Please drink responsibly. And feel free to call me. The number is 1-914-338-1685. Or call a toll-free number. It's 1-877-288-6883. What the deal, Big Stew? You got some music over there for me?
Yeah,
you see how I gave you 2 drinks tonight, and I gave you 2 drinks that serve with the same liquor, but it's 2 different types of drinks?
Yeah.
And each one of the drinks that I gave out is four servings. So that's eight people right there off of one bottle.
Word.
You understand what I'm saying?
And so it would be in for under $50, right?
And it's under $50. The liquor costs no more than $15 to $17.
That's what's up.
And the second, my third drink for tonight is an Indian martini. That's also served with Smirnoff vodka, but it's a different flavor. It's raspberry flavored.
Okay.
And that's going to be my third drink for the night. I'll give that drink recipe out a little bit later on when we start coming down to crunch time, because I got what, like a half, four?
Yeah.
I got 34 minutes left.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, I got like 34 minutes left. I got to see what's going on with this guy from Rhymes and Dimes while he ain't calling yet. So I guess as you give me some music, what you got over there for me, man? You got some Trey songs over there for me, man? You got some Rick Ross, some Drake? Oh, y'all listening to Drinks on Russ on BeastNewRadio.com.
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leased, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause
I want the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful.
Top, all the way to the top. You need to go for the money and not the honey, you know what I'm saying?
words from a decent man. Back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia's hand, this lost boy got fly without Peter Pan. And my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside, I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me Shopping Bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise, that's how I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much, all I want,
I want
is
the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be
successful. That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be
successful.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it.
Pardon the swag, but bitch, it's Cartier. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss court dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. And yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a shark gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glow ray. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cow shit. Haven't met a smell that's stinkier than owl shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her, and she yell, God. Weezy baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
Ricky Rose. There's something special right here. Excuse the marijuana. Just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house too. Come on. Life fabulous, but you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels, not for amateurs. wrist quite rocky. Talk like Foxy, job like Roxy. Fuck that broccoli, walk quite Aki. That means sexy, I will save you if you let me. Fly with me, get high as me. A lot of alphabet, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches. We show stoppers, hoes just watching.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her.
Yes, 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 yes. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Hayward on BeastStewRadio.com. What the deal, Stu? What's going on, Stu?
Man, we chilling. We in the building, man.
We in the building, man. We in the building, man. We in the building.
That you just made got me woozy, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Got me feeling nice, man. Got me ready to talk about people. And the first person I want to talk about, man, if there was any awards like a Jackass Award or anything like that, I think that these people right here should get it. The people that owns the Empire State Building.
Why is that?
Because, you know, my man just now became card new and everything like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And they won't let all of the lights on top of the Empire State Building be red, where here it is, they did it, they made it red for China.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They made it red for them, they made it green for Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But here it is, like, just like the second time they did it, they wouldn't do it for Mother Teresa. They wouldn't do it. Now they wouldn't do it for the Cardinal. Timothy Dolan
is it his name? Yeah, Timothy Dolan. Is it because of religious purposes? Like, that's why they're not doing it? Maybe they don't want, you know, because, you know, in some cases, if they do it, people may figure that they're backing that church, you know, maybe that might not be the owner of the Empire State Building's religion, you know.
It might be, but come on, man, y'all do it for gay parade.
Well, you know, gay parade is bigger politics.
Yeah.
Gay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong,
yeah.
The church is big politics too, especially the Catholics and the Christian churches, but I don't even understand why they would deny him, honestly, you know.
Okay, now, I know somebody that's very happy. Did you see the thing about the baseball player that was suspended for 50 games and he got his stuff overturned?
Yeah.
He got busted for 50 games and it got overturned because they're saying that the guy sat everything there. The guy had sat the urine on the table for like 2 days when he was supposed to send it in a Federal Express it out to them so they could test it and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he just now beat it. I hope Manny Ramirez could beat it.
Wow.
I hope Manny Ramirez could beat it. You understand what I'm saying?
It's basically saying these guys have steroids, you know, in their system. It's crazy.
Okay, cool, no problem. The man from the magazine is calling on my cell phone right now, and I got this guy talking to him. That's why you probably hear the noise in the back. But on a second note, let's talk about Whitney Houston.
What's good with Whitney?
Come on, man. They put this stuff up in the Acquirer magazine, man. Do you think it was somebody from, see, the lady that's the director from the funeral parlor, I don't want to call her name. She has said that the leak did not come from her. Nobody that she hired, like she had people guarding the body at nighttime for like 24 hours. They was guarding it. She said the only time that she let the security guards go is when Friday, when the family came to pay their respects Friday, she had let the security lack up or loosen up, you can say, and somebody snapped that picture, and now they're trying to blame it on her. And she
it's probably somebody in Whitney Houston's family. I mean, in the Houston's family, because they've been acting. And I'm not saying, you know, it's not, they've been acting shady. Like, there's other family members in that clan that's acting fake shady, and it's looking like people's coming out because the funeral home has a lot to lose. You know what I mean? They had a lot to do. That's an automatic lawsuit for them. You know, now, unless one of the security guys said, hey, fuck, you know, F it, man, because I heard it reportedly got sold for $1 million. So somebody couldn't care less about the job if they could get $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to think about that. If you could get $1 million, you'd be like, well, I get $1 million cash if I get you this picture right now. And you went there, you security. It could have been anybody. It could be somebody in the staff. It could be the lady herself. I don't think it was her because she has too much to lose. You know, right now, just being a funeral home that had Whitney Houston's funeral would generate, you know, I hate to say it because, you know, one thing about her business is never going nowhere, you know. That business is going
to
be
forever. People
are just
dying to get into her business.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, and the thing about it is that being that Whitney Houston would be buried there, everybody in the whole community of that funeral home would try to be buried there now, you know? So it doesn't benefit her to do that. She'll make, you know, she'll make a lot more money, you know, just doing it the way she's doing it.
So we have
a caller, man.
Okay, just give me 1 second. They had asked Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey. They on the ladies' side.
Mm-hmm.
They on that ladies' side, believe it or not.
Yeah, because a lot of people on the ladies' side. Believe it or not, a lot of people felt that the family wasn't. They didn't act really right. You know what I mean? I guess they could have been mourning. They was just so angry because maybe it happened so suddenly and it caught everybody off guard. So everybody probably with their characteristics wasn't maybe there. But it's a lot of Jesse Jackson spoke out, Al Sharpton spoke out, you know, not just about that, but, you know, remember the treatment that they were giving Bobby Brown. And, you know, just a tragedy, man, that she just can't go in peace, man, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you said that I had a caller, right?
Yeah.
Let my caller through.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
How you doing? Who's this?
Shannon Holmes.
Shannon Holmes, hey! How you doing, Shannon? What's going on, Shannon? How's everything?
What's up, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone I have today, I have Shannon Holmes. Shannon Holmes is senior writer for Rhymes and Dimes. It's a magazine where entertainment meets sex. How you doing, Shannon? How's everything?
Everything's good. Walter, be more careful. Bad. Never go home again. Dirty game and bad girls for life.
Okay.
Walter,
well, let's talk about the magazine, and then I'm going to let everybody know about everything that you're doing, okay? Let's talk about this magazine, Rhymes and Dimes, where sex meets entertainment. I'm looking at a cover, at a book of it right now, and on the cover is Joel Santana's on my cover. This has a double cover. Is all your issues have a double cover, Shannon?
All the upcoming issues are going to have a double cover. I mean, following the mold of the success of Fed Magazine or Don Diva. You know, we grassroots like that, but we were what hip-hop used to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. No problem. How long has the magazine been up and running?
It's now 3 months now. We're looking up at our second in March. Out of a Big Joe, who was Cameron's manager.
Yeah.
So you know, rhymes. You get the rhymes aspect is the rappers, and the dance aspect is the woman. Video vixens that be in this video. So you know, those are the two aspects that make a hip hop.
Okay, cool, no problem. Another thing I hear that you are a writer of books. Can you explain to us what books you have wrote?
I have written books. My first book was Be More Careful. My second book was Bad Girls. My third book was Bad Girls for Life. My fourth
and
book
where can
was
they
Never
find
Woman.
These books at?
Everywhere. Anywhere books are sold, you're supposed to be able to find them, but especially Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble?
You know, yes.
Okay.
I'm a major author. I've been doing this for say, 10, 12 years now.
Okay.
You know, I've been with Simon & Schuster, I've been with St. Martin's Press, I've been with several major companies, but I came out with a self-published author, Terry Woods, author of Truth of the Game. So that's what
okay.
I came out under.
Okay.
I just want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Is any of your books, and you know, might become a movie or anything like that in the works of that?
Yeah, actually, I just came back from what's that? The, not Cannes, just
not the Cam.
It's the what
the
is the name of the film festival?
The film festival.
I came back from the. I came back from the Cannes. It was in Park City, Utah, and I was in the film festival. So, the guy that owns the rights of my film festival, he just put out his first movie, which is called Love, featuring Common Sense. So, you know, I flew out there. You know, he wanted me to be out there, and I met a lot of people. I rubbed a lot of elbows with some famous people, and yeah, that's the goal. The whole goal is to, you know, get to take your novel and make it into a movie. That's the whole goal.
Okay. Okay, cool. Stu, one more thing that a lot of people don't know about Shannon Holmes. He also directs videos. He does different videos for people.
Okay.
And Shannon, explain that, how you work with the camera, because that's how I met
actually,
you, through your camera work.
How I came about being a cameraman or directing videos is I bought a whole bunch of equipment and I wrote a script for a movie called Hard Right. So from Hard Right, you know, I just, you know, that's grew a natural interest in cameras, man. You know, I was a dude with a whole bunch of equipment. And, you know, I just had to figure out how to use it, and I just did. So I just been directing videos, you know, to advance my efforts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Who have you shot some videos for?
T-Rex is one of the most prominent rappers I shot the videos for. A couple other guys, you know what I'm saying? A couple other prominent rappers on the underground tip, but nobody mainstream yet.
Yeah, T-Rex is killing them underground.
Yeah, nobody mainstream yet, but I will be. My name will get out there.
Okay, cool. Now, in this magazine, I see that you have a lot of models and everything like that. How can you go about getting models to do interviews with? That's what I wanted to ask you about. That was one of the things I wanted to ask you.
How can I go? I mean, you know, everybody wants to advance their course. So, you know, they bomber, they looking pretty. They want to, you know, they definitely want to feature in the magazine. So that's the easy part. But I don't go about finding them. I know somehow, some way they find me, and they contact me, and you know, we just go about, you know, if I feel that the physical is there, we just go about doing the interview, because
okay.
A lot of times, you know, people think that the physical is there, but sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes it's in your own mind, sometimes you're beautiful in your own mind. Everybody has beauty, but can everybody see it? That's the question.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Because my next question was, when you do the interviews with the models, how do they feel?
I mean, it's all about
like,
getting them comfortable. Like, I don't ask them crazy, obscene questions, you know, but I try to, you know, poke into their personal lives, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about making them, getting them in that comfort zone and finding that comfort zone and staying within that range. You know, not asking nothing that's crazy, intrusive, you know, but, you know, you want to know things, too.
Okay. Okay. How can somebody go about getting your books? Do you have a website?
Not
shout
right
out
now.
You don't want to shout out your website?
I don't have a website right now, but, you know, I'm pretty well known. I'm like the third major author out there besides Sister Soulja, Terry Woods, and then there's me.
Okay, cool, because
years, so, you know.
Last year during the summertime, you know, like when they shut down 135th Street for book sales and everything like that, I saw you out there signing books and everything, and I had came and did an interview with you then, and that's how I met you and everything, and you was telling me then that you was going to do another book. Did you ever start it?
Yeah, I have my sequel to my best-selling novel, which is called Be More Careful Too. I mean, people who are fans of urban books, you know, they know what Be More Careful is. It's a legendary within the on the streets and within the system. So, you know, I did start it. So, you know, I'm just trying to, like, take my time with it because sometimes, you know, when you're doing the sequel, you know, it's gotta be better than what the original was. That's the whole problem of it.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Shannon Holmes. He is the senior writer for Rhymes and Dimes magazine, where entertainment meets sex. And Shannon, I must say thank you because, you know, I got like 9 minutes. Stu, how much time I got? 7 minutes left to the show?
Yeah, like 8 minutes.
I got like eight minutes to the show. Go ahead.
You know, you saw love with me and you. You know how that goes,
yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll call you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thank you, man, because I got some things coming up for you.
All right. Later.
I definitely got some things coming up for you, man, and thank you for calling so much. I definitely appreciate it, man.
No problem. Later.
All right. One, man. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Stu, what's going on, Stu?
It's been a good show, Russ, man.
Man.
You know, we had a brother call. We have a best-selling author call and, you know, break down what's going on, keeping us up on the book tips. You know, we always spreading the love on the books here on Beef Stew Radio. And we had another brother enlighten us with some stuff that I didn't know about, you know what I'm saying, about the Tina Mania. So, you know, man, it was a good show, man. I think it was a great show.
Yeah, it was a good show, man. It was definitely a good show. I would like to thank everybody. Everybody that knows me, that knows this face, I just want to say thank you to them. Shout out to everybody, the whole world, especially Harlem, stand up, because, you know, we got to stand up first. Also, hold up, Stu, before this 7 minutes go off, man. Let me do my Black History About Betty Shabazz right fast.
Let me do my Black History
About Betty Shabazz, and let me give you my third recipe, man, before I go off, man. Betty Shabazz was born May 28th, 1934. She died June 23rd, 1997. Betty was born Dean Sanders, and also known as Betty X, was an American editor and civil rights advisor. She was the wife of Malcolm X. She grew up in Detroit, Michigan, with her foster parents, who separated her from being racist. She moved to New York, where she became a nurse. She met Malcolm X in New York, and in 1956, she joined the Nation of Islam. Along with her husband, she left the Nation of Islam in 1964. She witnessed the assassination of her husband. The following year. You never what?
Mm-hmm.
The following year. She had to raise six daughters as a single mother. She went to work at Mega Evers College in Brooklyn. Mega Evers College in Brooklyn. In 1997, the Community Health Care Network renamed one of its Brooklyn clinics the Dr. Betty Shabazz Center. The Betty Shabazz International Charter School in Chicago, Illinois, in 2005. Columbia University opened of the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center. It's located on Audubon Avenue, where Malcolm X was killed. In April 2011, the local community board named West 165th Street, in front of the Audubon Ballroom where Malcolm X was killed, Betty Shabazz Place. And, Stu, I was so happy to do this lady because, you know, like, this is the last day for far as me, because, you know, it ain't the last day of the month, but far as me, because I don't come back on to the first of the month. And I just wanted to just do this lady. You know, like, Black History, I did everybody, and I was just saving her for last because, you know, like, she is so strong. She is so strong. Do you remember growing up and on 125th Street, there used to be this old joint called Takeout, little Muslims. Used to have the
take and take.
You used to have the steak and take sandwiches and everything
Yeah,
I
remember that, man.
She had something to do with that.
Yeah, I remember those.
You understand
those
what I'm saying?
Too, in the neighborhood back when we was younger.
Yes, she had something to do with that. You understand what I'm saying? And for Black History Month, I wanted to give a big shout-out to Dr. Betty Sabazz.
Yeah, that was
word.
Good.
To Dr.
I
Betty Sabazz,
that.
B word. I wanted to do her, man. And I want to tell everybody thank you. Y'all can check me out Thursday on the 1st. What is it? March 1st. I'm going to be doing my show, which is catered to underground rappers. I'm going to be on here with my man Big Stu, DJ Big Stu. He's going to be on the ones and twos. You understand what I'm saying? Stu, you got anything you want to say, man?
Well, man, I just want everybody, man, to tune in to Beef Stew Radio. We're doing our thing every night, man. You know, you got Russ Hayward. We got a list of some top notch personalities on the station. We got Russ Hayward. We got Will Porter coming through the set, you know, next real soon. We got RJ Dapp coming through the set. We got Mimi. You know what I'm saying? Everything is just going really well.
Got Taste the Hip Hop cooking on here.
Yeah, got Taste the Hip Hop cooking. Everything is going just really, really well, man. So, you
know. That's right. That's right. And I hear RJ is coming to the show, dog.
Yeah. So it's going to be
RJ coming. Yo, this lineup going to be crazy, B. See, a lot of y'all haven't worked with RJ. Y'all may not know RJ, but I used to work in a television studio down on 23rd Street with RJ. I know what RJ is about. That was back in the days, man, what was them two guys from Hot 97? Wasn't they in that studio? Star Buck Wild. They was in the studio with us during that time, too, right?
Yeah, it was all of us that came out. Bobby Simmons, Roberto. What's the girl name that was in that studio, too, back then?
Man,
I remember her name.
Was Mitch there, too?
Who?
Was Mitch there, too? I'm not sure
D. Mitch was
that.
There for a little
yeah.
while. He was there
yeah.
for a second. And he left, but Bobby Simmons was there, you know, Roberto. God bless to Sam, little Sam, what's his name?
It's Crazy Sam. Crazy Sam was there too, right?
And little Sam, remember, where Max on Boxing, his little brother was there too, Sam.
Oh, yeah, that boxer kid. Yeah, Max, ESPN. He was in I remember him in the studio too.
And also his little brother, God bless the dead, his brother was killed by a boxer, if you remember. I forget who the boxer name, but it was one of the boxers out of Harlem, actually, man.
Yeah.
They became roommates. Yeah, I forget his name, but yeah, little Sam, my man Sam used to be doing his thing, man.
Okay.
He's a real cool dude, so rest in peace. Yeah, we all came out of, Metro Access with Jim.
Yes, Metro Access with Jim, and Jim is in Florida now,
Jim Plattak.
Yeah. Those
little
was
Jim
the days,
Plattak.
Right? Well, I'd like to give a thanks to everybody that listened to the show, man. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Hayward on BeastStewRadio.com. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off right there, but, you know, just being that we're speaking about, like, Jim and them, we got to give a big shout-out, rest in peace, to Dennis, because RJ Dapp had told me that Dennis had passed away. You remember Dennis?
Okay.
They used to engineer the show.
Dennis
was a hoarse voice.
Yeah,
he passed away. So being that we're talking about that, man, we give a shout-out to Den.
Yeah, big shout-out to Dennis. Rest in peace and everything like that. And, Stu, man, I had a lovely time with you for 2 hours, man.
I had
fun with you, man. Word up, man. I'm looking forward to being on this show Thursday. We're going to tear this underground thing up. What's the kid with the long beard, the Spanish kid? He's supposed to be coming through. Another kid that's rapping, Archie or something like that, he's supposed to be coming through. I don't have the card or the lineup in front of me right now, but I'll be on that Thursday show, man.
All right.
I'm going to be doing it up on that Thursday show, man, and I want to tell everybody thank you from the bottom of my heart. Y'all listening to Drinks on Russ, hosted by Russ Hayward on BeastStewRadio.com. Thank you. Have a good night. God bless.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, that was my man Drinks on Russ, man. He's, you know, he was doing his thing. That was a great show. But you know, I keep the extended version going on. It's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. I'll be going on all the way to 1 o'clock for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just stay tuned with me. We're gonna play a lot more music this set. We on the Sunday slow jam now. This is the time when I just play slow jams to the rest of the night, and you know what I'm saying, I just let it go. But like Russell was saying, they were talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna. But before I meant to say on the show, Russ, but we didn't get a chance to because Russ, it was so interesting that Rihanna was actually kind of attacked by a fan or something. So, you know, basically, I'm going to get back. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to get back into that with you, all right? I'm going to come back and tell y'all that story, what we got down. We on the slow jams on Sunday, so right after Drinks on Russ. Let's get to what we got to do.
I got to be real with you, baby. Just got to let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
The love that I need.
What is born is butter, baby.
And I like it all.
You got it going on, yeah. Baby.
don't say a word, 'cause I already know what you're thinking. Yeah, things just got more complicated, but we can't fake it. This is real, so let's just go with it.
Yeah. that's so greedy. Spending them things with a chain, that's so freezy. Please believe me, TV need me. As far as the CD, pump that on GP. What's the 411, hun? It's PD. MJB, collabo with the BB. Period, no question, no comma. You're hearing this, no vest and no armor. Bring it to cats like Bush to Osama. Sipping on booze, make moves and no scammer. Words of my mama, can't deal with the trauma. That's why I stay in the Bahamas, laying in pajamas. Two sexy mamas, bodyguards, cop guns, two extra llamas. I don't want no drama.
Can't help like you caught up in a maze. You keep on going in circles round. You're trying to find a way out, but it's time I put on my cape and put that ass on my chest. Gotta wanna come and save you, but I'm locked in the middle of seeing you hurt and knowing you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I've known you first. It's getting louder, girl, can't ignore it no more.
I can't hear you.
Conversations on your sofa, telling me how we played you out over and over, over and over. But I'm stuck in the middle of seeing you hurt and knowing you love him and you wanna make it work. And I can't help but think that I knew you first. It's getting louder, girl, I can't ignore it no more, baby.
I can hear your heart.
I told y'all before, I wanted to come back and let y'all know that when Rihanna, she was actually at a event and she was leaving. She was signing autographs and one of her fans came up to her. Now an ex-fan, you might as well say, ran up to her and basically screamed at her and flipped on her and said, hey, how could you make a song with him? He beat your face off. And Rihanna apparently went nuts and lost it and flipped on him. I mean, she went on Twitter. She, you know, we were just talking to you guys the other day about Jennie Young, the Korean singer who went off the hook on Twitter. Well, here's Rihanna's going off on Twitter. She wrote, he, good night. He said, Twitter, it was real, right? I'm being cyber bullied by, then she wrote the person name, I won't say their name. Then she wrote, let's not get ahead of ourselves, the person name. Then she wrote 14 million. Welcome to the family. which, you know, we'll be referencing because she sold 14 million copies. Also, she wrote All on the Papa, Let Me Hold My While You Get on Top, While You Sit on the Top. That's crazy. Then she wrote, You're Gonna Learn What a Big Look Like Today. You Mad Because You Don't Have a Big Those were Rihanna tweets to a couple of her fans on Twitter. They was responding back, acting, you know, going crazy with them. Twitter is becoming a weapon of basically demise. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were saying, why would Chris Brown get back with her after she accused him if he didn't hit her? I think it's more or less, man, Chris Brown cared for her and he's hearing that she's doing bad. And a lot of people said she was doing bad ass for running around, you know, getting drunk. She's reportedly, whenever you see her, she's basically like she needs rehab or something. And maybe she was missing Chris Brown. Maybe, you know, when the public splits you up and the media splits you up, a lot of times when relationships happen, things go wrong in a relationship. If you wasn't a public figure, you and your mate might be able to work it out yourselves. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in the public, it is very, very hard to work it out. And I feel that way for Chris Brown and Rihanna, and I also felt that way very much for Bobby and Whit. It's like you can't get it because, you know, so many people in your business and so many people, you know, there's people that care for you for both sides. And always when people care for both sides, they're not going to think that person deserves to be with that person or they should be treated that way. And in the case, they might be right a lot of times. But love is love, and you only can love with your heart. So you're on DJ Big Stu with the late night Sunday Soul Jams. You know, Russ was on here doing the Drinks on Russ show, which was a great show tonight. Let's get back into some more music, y'all.
Don't treat him bad.
Oh, how I feel so sad. Now that I want him, he's crying a heart to me.
Oh, can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. Don't you think about tan lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? Fit fab, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you.
About this, man.
Well, I'm bouncing and I'm out, son. I gotta leave you
get down. I knew I had you, as cocky as it sounds. The way you used to giggle right before I put it down. It's better when you angry, come in, I'll prove it now. Come in.
Stop playing, you gave it. I gotta leave you alone.
Come on
now. I'm good, holding down my spot. And I'm good, repping the girls on the block.
You know you
and I'm good, I got this thing on lock. So without me, you'll be fine, right?
Go. Baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be needing me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a home.
But time is of the essence,
oh,
why
yeah.
Stay it alone, huh? People make mistakes to make up, to break up, to wake up. Cold and lonely, chill, baby. You know me, you love me, I'm like your homie. Instead of beefing, come home me. I promise I'm not a phony. Don't bounce, baby, console me. Come in.
And nothing you can say to me that can change my mind. I gotta let you go now. And nothing will ever be the same. So just be on your way. Go ahead and do your thing now. And there's no more to explain to me, you know. I know your game, I'm not feeling what you
want.
So I'm bouncing, and I'm out done. I gotta leave you alone.
I'm what you have.
You'll be needing me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a home.
But time is of the essence,
oh,
why
yeah.
Spend it alone, huh?
All my pride is all I have.
Pride is what you had, baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be needing me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions.
stop. No storm from the bedroom to the floor. Let you know we're going to miss you when I'm on tour. When our tongues touch, have a playboy, stick as much, roll a Dutch. Let me tell you, it turns me on. When 112 sing to you, what kind of feeling do it bring to you? I pump hard to you, stand being mean to you. I know the ice rolly dream to you. A true player's what I seen to you. And if you want it, we can do it in the black 500 with the top down. And overdrive when we ride, cause I'm hot now. You got me going, I don't think I want to stop now. Deep in it like a criminal on lockdown. So let's get away to get away. You getting hot, baby, please don't run away. I got a crib on the beach, fall metal way. Here's your first two.
Sunday night, I just want to play the slow jam. If you at home laying in the bed with that special somebody, you had a great weekend, y'all both did yell at the party, and now it's about being with that special loved one and just being about them. That's what the Sunday soul is about, man. So every Sunday's after Drinks on Rush, man, you're going to hear me throwing down the R&B jams, you know, on the slow joints. But I know I rocked a couple of people to sleep. Probably some people that listen to this music not even sleep, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, but it's all good, man. Thank you for listening to Beach Dude Radio, man. Tune in tomorrow night to be in the cap on the Urban Talk, and you know how that goes. We be doing our thing every week on Beach Dude Radio. Let's do it.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.